Ladies and gentlemen, members of the PRAV, I think we have arrived at the appointed hour, and I'm told the first item of business is to call the roll. I am here. Anna Berger.
Here.
Bill Donaldson.
Here.
Roger Ferguson.
Here.
Mark Logley.
Here.
Monica Lozano.
Here.
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 Penny Priska.
Here.
Thank goodness you're here. David Swenson.
Here.
Rich Trumka is not here at the moment, I guess. Laura Tyson is here. Robert Wolf is here. Jeff Immelt is not here at the moment. John Doerr is here. Marty Feldstein is here. Jim Owens is here. I declare we have a majority and we can proceed with our business. Our business is mainly today to discuss a proposal before the PRAB entitled Skills for America's Future. It reflects our continuing interest in improving education, involving both the private sector and community colleges in that effort. And I want to turn the meeting over to Penny Priska, who has been leading this effort. And we were going to have to vote on the proposal, and you have it all, of course, before you in writing. So Penny, I don't know whether you want to come up here. I was intimidated by this.
I think I'm intimidated, but if it's okay, I'll just...
I think that's fine.
That would be great.
Thank
you all for considering the proposal. We worked on, Anna Berger and I and a number of you worked on a program called Skills for America's Future. And you've read probably, hopefully you've read the memo and the information. The goal is to have an interagency task force as well as a non-for-profit activity. The not-profit will be housed at the Aspen Institute. That allows the activity to have staff. And so we've hired if we approve this, we'll hire an executive director. We've identified an executive director. And the goal for Skills for America's Future, its initial goals, and as I have told Austin, this is really getting to the starting gate. We're really at the beginning. We have five companies that have made new commitments to expand their efforts working with community colleges, and the Gap is actually taking training that they have and bringing it to seven new community colleges. We're joined actually by both the CEO of the Gap, Glenn Murphy, and the CEO of McDonald's. These are Jim Skinner, both of whom are two of the first five companies that have committed to Skills for America's Future. Our objective is to, besides get up and operating, to create a certification for best-in-class partnerships, to scale the programs so that we take either programs that are working and bring them to larger scale, also to go national, to provide a national voice for the effectiveness of the partnerships, public-private partnerships. And one of the things I want to underscore is we're working with the private sector, with labor, with the government, and with the community colleges. So this is a real collaborative effort that's going on. The interagency task force has a set of directives that the president is put together in a memo to create the task force, including aligning workforce programs funding at the Department of Labor and Department of Ed with market demands, including identifying stackable credentials in high demand industries. And another objective of the interagency task force is increasing the use of technology to improve training. Our goal also is to ensure that every state has at least one high impact partnership. And this all falls under the efforts of the American Graduation Initiative to get 5 million more college degrees and certificates by 2020. But really this is meant to align skills attainment with jobs that either exist or are going to exist. And so, or discussion or questions.
Obviously, if we vote this, the president will still come here and we'll
describe it to him again, but I think you want to just open it up for debate or discussion on this subject.
I'd like to comment if you want.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like that my group that work anywhere to you and
the team, we very effectively have a partnership with community colleges across the country in conjunction with Caterpillar dealers. But we're training production workers with high school skills, basically with a two-year college degree, and really enhancing their skill set for trained service mechanics and production jobs in a very technically sophisticated manufacturing environment. And we've just had great support from the community college system in states that we work in around the country. So I really think this is a great initiative and one that will be very helpful long term to helping elevate the skill set of our workforce.
And I thought that the process that we've had in the effort to reach out are all parts of the private sector, union partnerships, community colleges, and have some discussions that identified some of our challenges, but some of the great places where things were working well. This is a great beginning to be able to launch this kind of an initiative.
Well, we met with seven different industry sectors, and what we heard was the companies are very willing to give their training IP. They're willing to train trainers. They're willing to go to the retirees to see if they will help in the community college teaching. There was really an incredible enthusiasm by both labor and the private sector to get involved in the training at the community colleges.
Would our guests like to address themselves to this enthusiasm?
Well, I'd be happy to. I didn't expect to weigh in, but McDonald's is working very hard with English Under the Arches program, which connected the local community colleges. We've impacted 1,000 plus managers already. And it's not just about English. It's about the skill sets around communication. Our people already speak English, certainly to some extent. But in terms of being articulate in communication and skill sets relative to advancing in the workforce, not only for McDonald's, because we certainly are selfish about it. We want to develop these people so that they're effective managers and leaders for us in the long run. We have a long history of commitment around talent management, leadership development, and opportunity. A large portion of our people who run the company today, including myself, started in the stores. And so that opportunity for them to enhance their skill sets through community colleges has been important for us. We're expanding that role. Penny and I talked about this too. Another 1,000 managers over the next 18 months, 30 sites, if you will. And the work that we're doing with the community colleges, as you said, we're more than happy to give them our intellectual property, our programs, and they are all on-site virtual leaders in the relationships with our people, and it's been very helpful for us.
I'd like to add that, the gap, we have a history of the marriage between community and education. The businesses and the communities which we've served, which are pretty much across every single state in the United States, has got us deeply immersed within all the communities in which we deal with. On the other side, education has been a big part of the history of the company. Our founders, Don and Doris Fisher, were founding members of KIPP, and they've been heavily involved in education reform. So I think for us, it's a natural evolution to bring the two together, our involvement in the communities, our proximity to small community college, the feelings and the history and the success we've had with education. So we've actually had a program for the better part of the last 2 years called This Way Ahead, which is working with high school students in inner cities, in New York, in Chicago, and that's been very successful for us. So this is, from our perspective, the natural next step. Working with community colleges and bringing these seven cities that we're going to start with, which we hope to expand down the road to encompass all the major cities in which we operate, and working with 1,200 students, which we'll be engaged with as part of this first step. And we see a lot of promise, not only to bring them in to our business, but I think, as Jim and I were talking a few minutes ago, the world from McDonald's perspective and from the Gap is going more and more global, and getting a chance to work with these students in community college and teach them not only the skills they are going to need to be successful here if they decide to make their career in their home country, but if they want to go overseas. Having just come back from Shanghai, where we just opened our office with 60 people, of which 30 were Americans who we worked with and were able to transplant, whether it's on part-time visas that they can use or whether they decide to stay long-term and work in our new China operation. I think the overall development of community leaders of the future is important to our business and the McDonald's.
Well, we also have representatives from Accenture and PG&E and United Technologies who are here today representing their companies, and they've all made commitments as well.
Robert, did you any other member have any comment on the program?
Great idea, Penny. Did you think about what the bridge is, if any, between two-year colleges and the four-year colleges, local, state colleges, et cetera? Did that come up at all?
One could imagine bridging to technical high schools, and you could imagine bridging to four-year colleges. You could imagine other players, for-profit institutions getting involved. We're just at the beginning of trying to figure out how do we make these partnerships, how does we make skills acquisition more effective for the employer as well as the employee.
Just a question of fact. This goal of an additional 5 million community college degrees, what's the current number that before this addition, what would the number be?
No, the goal was created by the president earlier in the administration more generally. So this is a part of that, but I don't know, Austin, maybe you know the number of community college, what's the base? You know who will know? Melody Barnes, when she arrives, she'll know.
Yeah, I think we need a motion, but I'm gonna, after the vote, well, I'll have a brief comment, but I guess formally we need a motion.
Second.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, I think it is unanimous. And I think you deserve special credit, Penny, for leading this effort with your colleague Anna, and I think Robert as well, and others who have participated. This is a quite well thought out proposal, and it's actually in action. I take it will be in action. So we particularly appreciate it. I think unless somebody else has some business before the session, we have no other. I think we can declare the meeting adjourned.